It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast, on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for tuning in, for being locked in. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen live on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker. Talk to the machine and say, hey, play. Go ahead, play the Infinity Sports Network. It's really that simple. We got so much to do here over the next 2 hours. Oh, thank you so much. Chris Easterling joined us in the last break to talk about the disaster that are the Cleveland Browns. Deshaun Watson blows out his Achilles. We've had more injuries. Brandon Ayuk done for the season. Torn ACL. We got Deebo Samuel. We found out he has pneumonia, has fluid in his lungs. And I'll give you an update on the injuries momentarily. Now, how about this? In 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with Eddie Jackson, former NFL defensive back. And now Eddie is he's a chef. And no, he's not some just dude making food in his kitchen selling it. No, this guy's on a Food Network. He's on shows like MasterChef, and I'm getting hungry thinking about it. So we'll have a football conversation with Eddie Jackson. And then I want to know, how the hell you go from being a defensive back in the NFL to cooking it up in the kitchen on TV? Pretty amazing stuff. Got so much to get into. Can't believe it. The NBA season starts tomorrow. The WNBA season ended yesterday, and controversy today. The WNBA players, they decided to opt out of their current CBA. There's just a lot of things going on. And of course, at the end of the show, we'll take you on a walk down memory lane as we take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today, if you're not aware, it is October 21st. So a lot to do. And then, yeah, Monday Night Football. We have a doubleheader tonight. Another one. The thing that people hate. Like, who wants this crap? Nobody. Putting on two games on Monday at the same time. NFL out here diluting the crap out of their product. We got the Ravens and the Bucks. We have the Chargers and the Cardinals. Matter of fact, Baltimore Ravens down in Tampa right now. I see, as I stand here in the studio, everybody's getting ready. I got the field all redded out. And this is a good look, a beautiful thing to see for the people in Tampa, especially given, you know, the hurricane that passed by a few weeks ago. So a little bit of a distraction for everybody down there in Florida. A good look. And a matter of fact, Baker Mayfield, who leads the NFL in touchdown passes with 15 of them. Baker Mayfield, when he spoke, he said, listen, we understand people went through some wild times and unfortunate loss here recently. He says, man, we want to bring some optimism to the community. Take a listen to Baker Mayfield.
Just hoping to, you know, continue to bring hope in a time of you know, post-disaster where people are going through a lot. So we have to focus in, you know, obviously playing for a bigger purpose, but still dialing it back in, doing your job at a very high level, and everything else will take care of itself.
Yeah, that's you want that hope, man. In Tampa Bay, they're looking to turn things around. They score the hell out of the ball. 30 points a game. They're scoring more than they did last year when they averaged about 20 points a game. This is a different time, a different space for the Bucks. They got a record of 4-2. And the way that they're going, they're going to continue to battle it out with the inconsistent Atlanta Falcons as to who's going to win the NFC South. But let me tell you something. It's not going to be easy taking on Baltimore. They have a record of 4-2. And you think about this game, all of the talent on the field. Multiple Heisman Award winners. You got Lamar Jackson, who won in 2016. Baker won in 2017. Derrick Henry won it in 2015. Baker Mayfield went number one in the draft. Lamar Jackson went last in the draft in 2018. This is going to be a big game, but this is probably the biggest stat. Lamar Jackson is 22-1. Against the NFC. He is 2-0 against Tampa Bay. Lamar Jackson is eating up the NFC for lunch And Lamar Jackson says he's playing the best ball of his career. Listen to this.
Everything is like slowing down even more just from the years I've been in the league and seeing all type of defenses, seeing all type of blitzes. Everything is just second nature right now. So I'm just trying to be a better player myself, you know, each and every year. So I just say everything's just slowing down. That's what's helping it.
Yeah, you might remember the bold proclamation by his head coach John Harbaugh in the offseason. Like, we're trying to develop Lamar Jackson to be the greatest quarterback to have ever played. I mean, well, damn it. And last week we heard from Lamar. He's like, listen, I'm not trying to go out here and win a third MVP. Like, I'm trying to win a championship. But when you think about his numbers and where Lamar Jackson currently is, he's already on a faster pace to have his stats outpace what he did last year. Through six games, Lamar Jackson has passed for 1,500 yards, has passed for 10 touchdowns, already has 403 yards rushing to go along with two touchdowns. And let's not be stupid. He's going to add to these totals tonight. His head coach bigs him up more than anybody. This is what the hell you want out of a coach. John Harbaugh said, this is the best that we've ever seen this man.
Your honest answer is probably yes, just because, you know, he's the most far along as he's been, you know, just as a player and development-wise, and he's steadily always. He's that guy that kind of epitomizes what we're talking about there. He's always seeking to improve. He's very much a perfectionist. He wants every play to be perfect. He chases perfection.
Yeah, well, let's see if he can get his hands on a championship. That's what everybody wants to see. I have an idea what they're going to do tonight. I think they're going to beat the Bucs in a close one. I don't know. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to run into this team like everybody else. Well, let me change that around. I think the Ravens are going to run through them like everybody else. Baltimore leads the NFL in rushing. No shock, right? You got Derrick Henry bulldozing through everybody, and then you have Lamar Jackson. Todd Bowles, former defensive back, now angry coach, stoic coach. Hickey, is that an accurate description?
Very stoic.
He has no personality. He answers questions at the press conference like this. He has no desire to do or say anything when he talks to the media. He's like the Black Belichick. No, right? Is that close? What does Belichick, did Belichick say more words?
I mean, he definitely did not say much more, if any. I guess the only difference is, and this is kind of the benefit of media with Bill, we're seeing it now, like he has a personality and he can talk when he wants to.
Right.
I'm not sure if you put Todd Bowles in the media, he is any different than what we see him at the podium.
Oh, no, that man ain't trying to say a damn thing. Nothing. Todd Bowles is not trying to. Let's listen to Todd Bowles. I just told you how great the Ravens offense is. Let's see if Todd Bowles has any enthusiasm in his voice. Is he going to sound like this? Or is he going to sound like this?
Bro, he can do a lot of things. I mean, he can do a lot of things. He's got Lamar. He's got Henry. He's got the receivers. He's got the tight ends. And he has a huge offensive line. So they can beat you in a multitude of ways. They can pound you. They can beat you with speed. They can beat you over the top. They can beat you with quick stuff. They can beat you with across the field stuff. He's doing a heck of a job there. They got a heck of a system.
Hickey, should I take back what I said? I mean, that was very, he sounded happy. He sounded okay. He didn't sound like, you know, somebody kicked his dog.
That was, yeah, weird. It's almost like he was like, yeah, like kind of like he's realizing the challenge and it's like maybe inspiring him, getting him fired up. But he seemed like very excited, happy to kind of rattle off those incredible numbers right now that Baltimore's putting up.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know. He won't be too happy when they're kind of running through the team. Do you got the Bucs or you got the Ravens in this one?
I actually like the Bucs here.
Oh, wow. At home.
I like the Bucs at home, and I just don't right now trust the secondary for Baltimore at all.
Oh, boy.
I think the Ravens' offense is better than the Bucs. I think the Bucs' defense is a lot better right now than Baltimore's. And that defense, or that secondary, I should say, is very, very susceptible. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Baker's playing tremendously so far this season. I think they win at home.
Okay. Well, I like the last part of what you said. Because right before the show got started, I went on Prize Picks, Hickey, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. And I need Derrick Henry to have a touchdown. It doesn't matter how he gets it. I need him to have a touchdown. And then I need Mike Evans to have more than 57 yards receiving.
Reasonable. Both of those feel very plausible, very reasonable.
Reasonable, right? Right, right.
Now, big question.
Yes.
Did you use your own promo code?
No, because I'm already signed up. I can't use code JR for something I already have, you know? I can't do that.
That, I was going to say, that would have been great.
I know, right? I tried, trust me. And I was like, I can't use it. Can't
that
use
actually it. Is badass. Yeah, I'm just going to use my own promo code. No biggie, JR.
Yeah, people, use promo code. Well, look on my social media. Go find it somewhere. Yeah, sign up for Prospects and use promo code JR. You spend $5, get yourself a $50 and promo bonus, okay? On behalf of Prospects.
And behalf of you.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying my best, Tiki. I'm just out here trying. And that's not the only game that we have today or tonight. But this one, I got to be honest, less interesting. In about an hour's time, we got the Chargers and the Cardinals. The Cardinals are 2-4. The Chargers are 3-2. Unfortunately, the most interesting thing about the Chargers is that Jim Harbaugh needed to get his ticker, his heart. He needed to get it checked out last week. He had an irregular heartbeat. Now they're saying everything is fine. He was able to walk into the stadium. They showed that. And this is just that the Chargers are trying to figure things out. This new team that he has, they're 3-2. I expect them to beat the Cards tonight. Or maybe not. The Cards are just so up and down. The Cards defense stinks. So I'm going to pick the Chargers here. And it's nuts. The Cards haven't won two consecutive games in a row since 2021. If you needed to know how up and down they are, there you have it. Broncos just beat the Chargers, so you know the Chargers are looking to get back on the winning side of things. Justin Herbert threw 237 yards. You didn't have to hear about his ankle, so hopefully all of that is behind him. J.K. Dobbins, hopefully he's healthy. He started off like a man on fire rushing the football. And so I expect the Chargers to come out on top here. And let's see what Arizona does. You can never count them out. It's just... Hickey, is the quarterback study? I know he was saying that he got a video game promotion last week.
I think he's contractually obligated to study. So even if he doesn't want to, I think in order to get those big bucks, I think he has to.
Does Kyler Murray, is there like rhyme or reason to what the ball gets snapped. He's running around like a nut. And then he's just doing whatever. He's like, it's like watching somebody in the backyard play football.
It is, and I'm sure for 95% of his life, he got away with it. I'm sure in every league he's played in, at every level, he's been the fastest, best athlete on the field. And now at the NFL level, I don't know if he just is headstrong and has this insane confidence that I'm just going to just continue just to be an insane athlete and just beat everybody just by that. I don't know if it's just laziness, whatever it is, he still plays like he's in high school in Oklahoma. And you can't win that way. He tries to out-athlete everybody, and they're too fast.
The Cards are never going to win anything with Kyler Murray at quarterback. I'm not ashamed or afraid to say it. I don't believe it. Could you see this man winning multiple rounds and getting into the postseason? They can barely string wins together in the regular season. I mean, the best thing that they can do right now is just say, hey, Marvin Harrison Jr., go deep. I'll try to find you. And God bless him. He's no longer in a concussion protocol. Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to play in about an hour from now. And even Derwin James, the man who is, kind of violent, gets suspended and not what have you. He says Marvin Harrison Jr., that's a bad man.
A good player, a confident player, come from, everybody knows dad. Like I said, he's a great player, first round pick. He was chosen in the first top five for a reason, so a good player for them.
Yeah, let's see if Derwin James gets flagged for being dirty tonight. Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, he's looking for third downs. He's like, hey, we got to be better on third down if we want to win something. Tell me something I don't know, coach.
I mean, we got to understand our opponent, but we got to do a good job on offense and defense on third down to either sustain drives or get them off the field. And with saying that, you better do a good job on first and second down, both sides.
Yeah, wow. They just kind of snap the ball and figure it out as they go. I got the Baltimore Ravens winning tonight. I got the Chargers winning tonight. And then, you know, let me give you a quick rundown. So many injuries as well. I did mention that. How about this? Tua Tagovailoa set to get back to practice on Wednesday. Dolphins lost to Hickey's Colts. They got the Arizona Cardinals up next. How about that? And Tua spoke to the media. He talked about his return. We learned pretty much right away a couple of weeks ago that he was not stepping away. He was not going to retire. And Tua was asked, now that he's going to return, likely, are you going to wear these guardian caps? Let's remember, NFL players are now allowed to wear the guardian caps during the game. This is not just a preseason experiment. If a player wanted to put on the added protection for his helmet, he could. Listen to what Tua had to say about the guardian cap.
Will you wear a guardian cap?
Nope.
Why?
Personal choice.
Will this change your style of play, your decision to scramble or run or things like that?
It's got to be smart. That's it. It's got to be smart. My entire time playing football, I've been a competitor, and that is or was sort of my edge. But it's a professional setting. This is the professional level, the best of the best. You know, you just can't be doing that. So definitely got to stay more available for the team, for the organization, for our guys.
Okay. All right. Well, Hickey, I feel like he's just a ticking time bomb. It's just a matter of when, because he's likely to get concussed again.
Unfortunately, you're right. And that's what's so baffling of why he's so against or seemingly above the guardian cap. And why is it his decision, not the Dolphins?
You probably take that up with the NFL Players Association, right?
But it's like he clearly has a concussion problem. And we don't know a lot, right? But we can deduce for the most part that, look, if you get a lot of concussions, you're susceptible to getting more. Unfortunately, here's a piece of equipment that is not perfect, but at least should help limit, prevent head trauma and concussions. Why would you not wear that? If you want to be more available, why wouldn't you do it?
I don't know. Personal choice, and he didn't elaborate. I think you could have followed up on that. I just they didn't want to go into a back and forth. Hickey, it's probably because it ain't cool, right? It's not cool.
You're a million percent right. A million percent right. That's ridiculous.
He knows the money is going to come, so he doesn't want to wear his retainer. He doesn't want to wear his goggles. He doesn't want to wear his floaties to go to the swimming pool. I don't know. Who's a jackass who can't shoot a free throw? Ben Simmons. Why doesn't Ben Simmons shoot underhanded, right? Because it's not cool. It's certain things. I don't know. He feels like a ticking time bomb. He's felt like that way for a long time. And for a man who told us almost a calendar year ago, a little longer than that, hey, you know, my family and I discussed me potentially retiring. To be in this spot following another concussion is just, it's baffling. There won't be a game that you watch Tua where, you know, in the back of your head go, oh, yeah, okay. It may be a string of games where you can forget about it, but he's 26 years old. He's going to get knocked around. And hopefully he doesn't, but the odds are pretty high that it takes place again. It's pretty sad. We learned today about Brandon Ayuk tearing his ACL. I told you about Deebo Samuel having pneumonia, now fluid in his lungs. George Kittle for the 49ers, also another weapon, now with a sprained foot. He is day-to-day. Jaden Daniels had to exit the game yesterday with a left rib injury. We saw Washington still beat the snot out of Carolina 40-7. Jaden Daniels is now week to week. Aiden O'Connell for the Raiders. He has a broken thumb. Welcome to the Gardner Minshew era again. DK Metcalf had to step away yesterday with an MCL. He is week to week. Those are just a few of the injuries. I say a few. Sound like a whole hell of a lot. This is the NFL, folks. Things are violent and things are dangerous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to have a chat with former defensive back, current chef Eddie Jackson. I need you to know that you should thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Former defensive back in the NFL, Eddie Jackson on the other side. So don't you move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we're getting ready for some Monday Night Football. Yeah, we had a full weekend of football, but now it's time to talk about some football and some food. And right now we're being joined by someone who had an NFL career. You might remember him from the Pats, the Dolphins, the Panthers. But right now, this man is cooking it up. He's a chef. You probably see him on television all the time. It is Eddie Jackson. Eddie, how are you, man?
Man, you know what? I'm doing good. This is my favorite time of the year. Football, tailgating. I'm talking about, this is why I'm smiling so much right now. I get excited around this time of year.
Well, listen, we going to get to the food and what you got going on. How are you feeling about the season so far? Anything that's caught your eye, really got your attention?
Look, if you're a fan of football, you're loving how everything is going right now because there's so many different teams. I could think about 10 teams right now in the NFL that could all have an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. Teams that you don't usually consider. Like, you know, think about Detroit. Last 2 years, they've been really good. You got the Vikings. You know, it's so many different teams now that are playing really, really good as opposed to every year. You know, it's the Chiefs. Even though the Chiefs are doing good, but it's a lot of teams out there that I think can give them a run for their money.
Well, let me ask you this, Eddie. You bring up the Kansas City Chiefs. We saw what they did and getting by the 49ers. People are looking at Patrick Mahomes and saying, oh, he's having a down year, not as many touchdowns. They're relying on the defense. You used to go out there and try to read quarterbacks. Why are people saying this?
You know what? It was really funny that you say that because I saw an interview recently with Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. And even though Patrick Mahomes' his stats on where they are, you know, been in the past, but they're finding ways to win. And I think when you're able to do that, that's when you become a really good team, where 1 week you may depend on the defense, and the next week you may depend on special teams or offense or vice versa. That's how the Patriots were so good for so long because, you know, they wasn't putting up great stats, but they just found ways to win. And I think what's funny now is that the Chiefs are starting to do that. And it's kind of scary because Patrick Mahomes isn't putting up 300 yards passing. It's more like 200, but the defense is playing really good. Or he'll make that one or two plays throughout the game that basically seals the game. And I think, you know, once they start doing that, man, they can be kind of scary.
Yeah, former NFL vet and defensive back Eddie Jackson is joining us here. The JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast. There's another veteran quarterback. He's not having the greatest of time right now. We saw what took place last night with Aaron Rodgers. What are your thoughts on the New York Jets? And they have so much talent. Are they just not a team? Why are they not clicking 2-5?
Man, you know what they have? The Jets have so much talent on their team. Their defense is really special. They got two great cornerbacks. The interior linemen for the Jets are really, really good. But sometimes, man, it just takes a while to really gel. You got to remember, Aaron Rodgers didn't play at all last year. He's coming off a terrible Achilles injury. And so at this point, he's only played, what, like 6 or 7 games with totally new teammates. He didn't go through any offseason. So sometimes it takes a little bit of time to really get going. I think they're going to be a little good. Like, I think they're going to get better now they have Devontae Adams to take some pressure off of Garrett Wilson. So we'll see how it works out. You know, they played the Steelers, and they showed spurts, right? They showed some moments where everything was coming together. But I think they still need a little bit more time. I hope they get it together before they run out of time, though.
Do you feel that, and on the other side of the ball, we saw Russell Wilson. Do you feel that that was a good move, inserting him as opposed to leaving Justin Fields in?
I actually think it was a great move. Justin Fields, they were 4-2, I think, with Justin Fields. But it had a lot to do with their defense, and they got a lot of, you know, great opportunities that happened. But Justin Fields was more – he didn't hurt the team, I should say. He wasn't making huge plays with his arm. And I think Russell Wilson gives him that ability to make big plays with his arm like he did, you know, last night. I mean, you think about it, he had two major bombs down the field to Pickens, and it really kind of changed the tone of the game. And so I think that's the only thing that they were missing with Justin Fields. Yes, he's mobile, but the plays down the field, I think, is what they were missing.
The former NFL vet and chef Eddie Jackson is joining us. We see a lot of the rookie quarterbacks. They get thrown right into the fire, and they're having success. It's different than the years when you played. A dude had to sit down a few.
Oh, yeah.
What are your thoughts on how the game has changed and what we see from a Jaden Daniels last year, a C.J. Stroud? What are your thoughts on how the game has advanced?
So I live in Houston, Texas. So I saw firsthand a rookie quarterback at probably the best I've ever seen as a rookie. Talk about C.J. Stroud. He came out hitting on all cylinders, very accurate. Reading the field really well, and now this year you have Jaden Daniels. But I think it goes back to college and, like, the college-style offense now. They're really changing and a more emphasis on kind of like pro style, a lot of passing, a lot of reading the defenses. And so these quarterbacks are coming in a little bit more prepared than when I was in school. You know, I was thinking about, you know, quarterbacks that I had in college when I played at Arkansas. I was like, there's no way that those quarterbacks would have been able to, you know, jump right into the league and get going. You know, if you think about quarterbacks from the past that were really good, like the Tebows and all these different things like that, it's very few quarterbacks back in the day that can come in and just start right off the bat in their rookie season. But nowadays, you're seeing it, you know, every year.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about what you got going on. Tell us before we get into what's going on now. This transition, man, is a lot of people who like to cook, but not everybody ends up as a chef and on MasterChef. How did you go from NFL to being on TV cooking it up?
Man, so you know what? It's funny. We are, the two things I love, obviously, sports and food. I grew up in my grandmothers were chefs when I was growing up. So, man, I grew up around food and sports. So that's what it was. And so I was privileged enough to be able to play professional football. And then once I retired from that, you know, what else did I love to do? It was food. And so I found a way to kind of work my way into the food industry. I never thought that I would be, you know, MasterChef and Food Network star and having TV shows on Food Network. But it's just the same as sports where you grind it out and grind it out until you ultimately get to, you know, top level. And so that's what I did in the food industry and just went on these shows and just worked my butt off until I was able to get an opportunity. And once I got an opportunity, I ran with it. You know, that's what you got to do. If you get an opportunity, you got to grasp it and you got to make the best of it. And that's what I was able to do.
Eddie Jackson is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. So what you got going on now? What can people do and find out? What you got cooking?
So, look, it's all about tailgating. And so I actually have a cookbook that's all about home gating, which is tailgating at home. And so I like to share tips with people to make sure that they're able to home gate or tailgate like a pro. And I partnered up with Boulder Box Wines, which I'm in love with because I think it's the perfect thing to bring to a tailgate. And it goes hand in hand with like certain tips that I have to make sure that you have a really good tailgate. First and foremost, keep it casual, right? Keep it casual. Don't worry about all the decorations. Just focus on having really good food and making sure you have really good drinks. In this case, Boulder Box Wine, I think, is perfect for tailgating for a few different reasons. Once you open up this box, it stays fresh for 30 days, which means that if you don't go through this whole thing, mind you, it's four bottles in this 1 3-liter box. So if you don't go through this whole thing for tailgating for game day, take it to the next one. It's going to be ready to roll. It's eco-friendly. The taste of it is amazing. Each and every wine that I tried is so good on different levels, and they pair really well with so many different things for tailgate. And I actually created some wing recipes for them that really goes well with some of the wines that they have.
Okay, awesome, man. Awesome. Well, listen, we got to get our hands on some of that. We pulling up on February. You're making all this amazing food. People are watching on the television. What two teams are going to be at the Super Bowl? Come on, Eddie.
Okay. I'm a 49ers fan now, but I don't know. We got get McCaffrey back. We got a lot of things we got to do before I even want to even say that out loud. I got my eye on the Ravens, right? They have the defense, they have the running game, and Lamar Jackson is just amazing, right? The Chiefs, I think, have a great chance, but my sleeper team that I think is going to make it to the Super Bowl is the Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions, man, that defense and the running game, and I really love their coach, former player, but he finds a way to get those guys ready to roll week in and week out. And I'm not even a Detroit fan, but I really can appreciate their approach to football. And each week, you know, they change their game up every week. You know, some weeks they're hitting on all cylinders in the pass game, the running game, but the defense always comes to play. And if you have those three things hitting on all cylinders, you got a great chance to make it to the Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this, as a former player, as someone who's in the locker room, when the coach, Dan Campbell, or any coach is that aggressive, always going for it, it seems like, what are your thoughts? Is there ever a thought like, hey, what are we doing? Or is it like, I love this guy all the way, 100%?
No. Dan Campbell, he was like that when he played the game, right? When he played the game, he was aggressive like that. But you like a coach like that because he's walking the talk, you know what I'm saying? Whatever he's talking, he's showing it. And the players are a reflection of the coach, right? And so if you look at how the Lions play, that's Dan Campbell. You know what I'm saying? Dan Campbell is aggressive, and they play aggressive, and that's why they're a really good football team. They're a force to be reckoned with for sure.
Now, let's see if they make it all the way to the bowl. Where can people follow you, find out information about Boulder Box? Tell us, Eddie.
Zach, you know, people automatically think of beer for tailgating, but I'm switching it up. I'm taking it to the next level. It's all about the wine, right? So you can find my delicious wing recipes at BoulderBox.com/football. Get these delicious recipes, but also get the information on all the wines and the pairings that can happen with it.
Hey, Eddie, we appreciate the time. You was cooking on the field, and now you're cooking off. We appreciate it, my man. Thank you so much.
I like that. Thanks, no doubt thanks about for having
it.
Me.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Eddie Jackson.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to former NFL defensive back Eddie Jackson for joining us in the last break to break down the games, what we've seen so far throughout the course of the NFL season, and also that wine. He is chef and is serving up a wine at a tailgate. That's up my alley. I'll have some wine and or some beer responsibly, of course. And thank you, Eddie Jackson. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is Monday. It is October. We got Monday Night Football going on right now. The Ravens trying to get back into this game. Still early against Tampa Bay. The first quarter just concluded. The Buccaneers lead the Ravens 10-0 down in Tampa. Baker Mayfield was able to connect with Mike Evans on a 25-yard touchdown, and there's your score in addition to a field goal that was just made. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they almost had another touchdown, but it was nullified due to holding. Tristan Wirfs, his holding penalty wiped out another touchdown. So instead of 13 or 14-0, it is currently 10-0 Tampa Bay against these Ravens down in Tampa. It's a good one so far. We'll see what the Ravens can do. Their defense, certainly not up to snuff as it compares to last season. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Amongst all the football going on, I don't want to say it's lost because this is a long ass season. We won't crown a champion until June. The NBA season kicks off tomorrow. After all of the Olympics drama and who didn't play and who got played and who didn't appear and who didn't get picked, the Celtics are in action tomorrow hosting the New York Knicks, the new look Knicks, who already happen to be kind of shorthanded. No Mitchell Robinson, no Precious Achiuwa. They did bring in Karl Anthony Towns. Let's remember that. And so the Celtics are going to get their rings. The New York Knicks are going to hope that they're in competition to get a ring at the end of the season. That's one matchup. And then we have another one between Minnesota and Los Angeles. And that game is going to have significance for some other reasons involving LeBron James. So it's nice to know that the NBA season is getting ready to kick off. It should absolutely be a lot of fun. And, you know, Joe Mazzulla, who is certainly very unique in his own right, knowing that the Boston Celtics just won the championship in a way that only Joe Mazzulla can. He spoke to the media and he was asked about pressure. And he said, there's not a damn thing any of you writers can write that is going to put pressure on me and the team because they are just words. Listen to this Joe Mazzulla-esque answer. He's not lying, but he delivered it in a way that only he can.
What kind of pressure do you have, do you feel, to kind of maximize this opportunity that you have with this group?
Zero. No pressure. We're all going to be dead soon, and it really doesn't matter anymore, so there's zero pressure. You're either going to win or you're not. And when you win, you try to forget about it a week later, and when you lose, you try to forget about it a week later. And so it's not pressure, it's an opportunity. And we have an opportunity here over the next few years, however long we're together. I've said this in the past, like, we have an opportunity to carry the organization forward, to double down on the tradition and the history of what this organization has. And what else would you expect than someone expecting you to win all the time? I wouldn't want someone expecting me to lose all the time. That would be debilitating. So we have an expectation to win. We have great character, great talent. And, you know, we just have to work to maximize that. And we're going to rely on the players to do that.
Damn. Hickey, we're all going to be dead soon? Whoa.
Not wrong. Wait.
He soon?
Well,
I guess in the how old is Earth? Do you know? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I guess if you got to look at the lifespan or what, however old Earth is, I guess us being here is a short amount of time. But damn, asking you about pressure on the basketball court, you're telling me I'm gonna die soon? Damn, coach, Give me something. I saw that clip online, Hickey, and some of the comments were people just like, you can't convince me Joe Mazzulla is not a robot. He's just a robot out here, man.
Him and Shohei.
Oh. You think Shohei knows who he is? No. Shohei doesn't know who he is. He knows Boston Celtics. He doesn't know who he is, though. Think Shohei likes basketball? He's tall enough.
I don't know.
Just baseball, right?
I think he knows LeBron. And maybe even then, I'm not sure how much. Like, there's no shot he knows Joe Mazzulla. No shot he could pick Jason Tatum out of a lineup. I think he's just baseball.
Yeah, I think so.
Now, Ipe, on the other hand, I think he knows.
Ipe knows the stats, the body weights, how fast these guys can run, how many miles they go, points per game. Ipe knows it all. He would be a useful resource if he wasn't a criminal. He would.
I'm sure there's a lot of info in that brain now, a lot of info that he has not used to get things right, but still.
I'm saying. Well, we know the Boston Celtics are going to be competing for a title. And speaking of LeBron James, Hickey, they're going to get it out the way tomorrow. Bronny and LeBron are going to play on the same team. It hasn't been formally announced. It hasn't been said. But they're going to throw Bronny out there on the court. He had 17 points in the Lakers' last game, a preseason game, against the Golden State Warriors. So at least he got some type of confidence for the 2 minutes that I guess he'll play or the garbage time. And so this is going to be a big deal tomorrow in Los Angeles. I think some of the air has been sucked out of the room due to his overall performance, which is still sucked. Ken Griffey Sr. and Jr. are going to be at the game. Hickey, what do they call this thing? Crypto.com?
Crypto.com Arena.
Crypto.com Arena. The Griffeys will be in attendance. So you know LeBron and Bronny will be the first father-son to play in the same game. Hickey, when do they put Bronny out there? Like a couple of minutes? Nah, you can't put him out there. Huh. You can't do it before halftime. You can't.
Really?
No, I'm just trying to think it through. You can't have Bronny out there. Because you're going to have the starters back on the court before halftime. Maybe at the end of the first quarter, just kind of ceremonially, like LeBron will play, then LeBron will sit, and maybe Bronny will be out there, but that'll be crazy to have him out there that early, right? He can't play that early. And maybe they're out there for a few minutes when LeBron subs back in at the end of the first. I don't know. Or the second when LeBron comes back in.
Well, that's a two. How do you do it?
I don't know.
Like, do you think you'd want to introduce him, right? Not during a TV timeout, but like during like a substitution. So you get the name and you get the cheering, right?
Yeah, you would think.
Versus like a TV timeout when all five guys, you know, some come in, no. Some go out.
LeBron has to check back into the, I don't know if Bronny is checking into the game. And it has to be in the flow of the game as well. This is tough. J.J. Redick has his work cut out for him in regards to doing this. But I'm sure they know when and how in the scenarios. And Bronny actually talked about the Griffeys, you know, being at the game tomorrow. And Bronny's like, oh, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, it's going to be the same. I mean, only two families to do it. So, I mean, it's going to be a crazy experience, especially, you know, what they've done.
Yeah, he sounds as excited as someone who wasn't alive to witness it. That's what it sounds like from Bronny's perspective. Now, his coach, I told you, J.J. Redick, first time head coach, first year head coach. This man was literally podcasting a year ago. Also, Hickey, he was on TV, right? Just yelling and complaining?
Very much complaining, yeah. For sure.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of that. Now he's going to complain about the media and everything else because he's the coach of the Lakers. No nonsense guy. And J.J. Redick, he talked about how he is just trying to, you know, stay level headed in this brand new experience.
Learning not to get too high and too low. Actually, probably not too high. Too low.
Learning not to get too high, I guess, right? Anyway, let's look at this Lakers depth chart. Because I don't want to be a jerk here. But there should be no reason why Bronny is in the game tomorrow against Minnesota. What is he going to do? Go guard Anthony Edwards. Go get him. I don't know. D'Angelo Russell, Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, that's the starting lineup. Dalton Knecht had a solid showing. Gabe Vincent looks actually healthy enough to play ball. I guess there's a chance, you know, maybe we do see Bronny. I don't know. Hickey, I just hope he's good, man. Because I could say years ago, I was so excited. Oh, my God, LeBron and his son and this and that. But his son hasn't had that development. So it's not like we're going to see Bronny and we know who or what he is or what he'll become, because it's all still a work in progress. And that does take some of the excitement out of it.
I was going to ask, define good. Like, when you said you want to see him play well, if we're talking about it 2 days from now, how would he have to play in order for you to say that was a good debut?
Hey, you know, don't turn the ball over unnecessarily. You know, I don't even think it's a matter of points, but you don't want to go out and let's be real, this is a regular season. He ain't taking no shots. So I think ultimately it's don't turn the ball over. Don't take dumbass shots. Don't airball a bunch of stuff. I'm sure he's going to be nervous. I think if he just plays, and I know he doesn't need to fill up the stat sheet. What's expected of Bronny James? The answer is nothing. The best that you can do is not be a bum. I'll explain more on the other side. Speaking of bums, Gerard Mayo thinks his team is soft, a bunch of bums. Bill Belichick says, don't talk about my guys like that. I picked them. We'll get into that. Give you an update on Monday Night Football. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.